Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. For months now, former Governor Mitt Romney has insisted he is not running for president.
I'm not running for president.
I'm not running. I'm going to be helping someone else who is. We don't know who
I'm not running. Not planning on running. I ran. I didn't win. And now it's time for someone else to pick up the baton.
But it seems that Romney has changed his mind. In recent days, Romney has said he is considering a third run for the White House. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on how a 2016 Romney presidential bid is playing out in one of the important primary election states, New Hampshire.
Mitt Romney launched his campaign for president in 2012 here at the Scammon Farm, just across the border in Stratham, New Hampshire.
Doug, how are you?
Doug Scammon and his wife Stella, who own this farm, are sort of like Republican royalty. They've hosted Romney many times, but they've also supported the Bushes in the past. This year, with a crowded field, they say it's not going to be an easy decision. And Stella says they're not ready to commit to Mitt yet, but
Mitt Romney has the experience, the background to be a very good candidate for the Republican Party.
Doug agrees. He has no doubt Romney would make an effective president, and he has a home court advantage in New Hampshire.
He certainly has a lot of friends in New Hampshire, and I think he's known by many and liked by many, and he certainly has a great chance of winning here.
Over here in New Hampshire, we do things the old-fashioned way.
Brian Johnson sells maple syrup and veggies at his family's year-round farm stand in Hooksett. He voted for Romney 4 years ago, and he's still a fan.
Somehow he didn't get elected, and I think a lot of people regret it now.
But while many people are still confident in Romney, they're reluctant to call him the candidate of choice.
I'm impressed with Ron Paul and Mitt. Rubio's another good one. But we'll see, you know, what they flush out.
James O'Rourke is munching on barbecue roast and mashed potatoes at the Red Barn Diner in Manchester. He's a retired Army major who still wears his camouflage jacket and beret. O'Rourke hopes Romney shows a tougher side this time around.
You know, less gentlemanly about it. I don't know whether he has a chance to make it, because if everybody looks back at, you know, the way he campaigned and he was so soft on Obama.
But for Romney loyalists like Republican operative Tom Rath, there is no skepticism or criticism. He says Romney called him last weekend and talked about 2016.
We went through the pleasantries, and then he started to go into the sort of spiel about running, and I says, stop, you had me at hello.
Rath rejects the critics who say Romney is a recycled politician.
He spent the last 2 years not kind of, you know, running away from issues, but instead becoming kind of the figurehead of the Republican Party when we didn't have a strong executive out there.
And he says the American public is more forgiving than pundits.
Whether this candidacy has legs and can survive is not a question for the political elite to solve. It's a question for the electorate to resolve.
Rath expects Romney will make an official decision soon.
And by that I mean it will be weeks, not months. But I also think it'll be weeks, not days.
Reports indicate other operatives are wary, even angry about Romney 3.0. The Wall Street Journal printed a scathing op-ed last week. But in New Hampshire, it seems voters are willing to give their neighbor another chance. And as they say, as New Hampshire goes, so goes the nation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.